Campaign finance touches our daily lives. But first, what the Senate might hear about the economy today. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Janet Yellen is due to speak on Capitol Hill today. That visit comes at a time when the likelihood for an interest rate rise from the Fed is not what it once was. Here with a read on what could be the tone is Marketplace's Tuesday analyst Julie Neiman, who's at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis.
It's been a bit of an about-face for Janet Yellen here. Her new phrase is actually that this is going to be the new normal for interest rates. Low rates are basically going to be around for some period of time. She's dropped from saying that these were temporary forces to these are permanent forces that are depressing interest rates in the economy. So the slow productivity growth, aging American society, aging global society is going to keep interest rates close to zero or very low for a prolonged period of time. This is a total about face.
Analyst Julie Neiman in St. Louis. The used car dealer CarMax reported profits this morning. While they missed analysts' expectations, company's doing pretty well. This comes at a time when used car retailers like CarMax are under pressure from app-based retailers like Vroom and Carvana, which are challenging operations that have actual stores in the three-dimensional universe, such as CarMax. But as Sally Herships reports, for some purchases, shopping in person is still the most popular option.
Want practically anything these days? To order lunch, apply for a job, identify a bird call? And there's an app for that. But this kind of tech may not change the world of auto retailing yet.
Especially when you think about used cars.
John Healy is an analyst with North Coast Research.
You don't know if there's scratches, you don't know if there's dings, and you want to look at the tires.
You may want to kick them, literally, or make sure the last owner wasn't a smoker. Healy says CarMax has done a good job balancing tech and tradition. You can browse cars on the company's site and then pick the ones you want to check out in person. Dave Sullivan is an analyst with Auto Pacific. He agrees. And he says CarMax has managed to do something special.
Trusted brands in the used car business, I mean, they really just are two things that don't go together.
But Sullivan says CarMax built a great reputation. The company offers the guaranteed return policy. And he says even as more consumers choose to lease, that just means a new crop of cheap used cars coming down the road for CarMax. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Now to our occasional series on branding fails. Dateline Lille, France. Sport, soccer, Switzerland versus France at the European Championship. Merchandise, the Swiss team jerseys made by Puma. Four of them shred apart at the seams on international TV. Puma is investigating. Then the soccer ball popped. Adidas is investigating that one. Following the newest Federal Election Commission data showing that Hillary Clinton raised $26 million last month, with Donald Trump raising about a fifth of that amount. But this is direct contributions to campaigns. Separately, there is the so-called soft money that big donors can use to support campaigns indirectly that critics say especially corrupts American government. People tut-tut about campaign finance, but often find it hard to pin down its effects in our everyday lives. Well, Nick Penniman is co-author of a new book called Nation on the Take. Penniman tracked how this money hits us at a very personal level, the medicines we take, even our waistlines.
So one of the stories that we tell in the book is about the battle against obesity in America. As you know, it's one of the great rising health crises that our country faces. It's going to cost us hundreds of billions of dollars downstream. Well, we looked at the attempts of local, state, and then the federal government to create regulations and laws to reduce obesity. And it wasn't hard for us to conclude, after looking at all these fights, that the fast food, sugar, and corn lobby won almost every major policy battle. So it's not some abstraction about big money in Washington and lobbyists and, you know, corruption. It's really about the process of self-governing and whether or not we're able to fix the very real problems that we face every day.
But listen, many people say political money is like water. It always finds a way to run downhill. You think the problem as you see it is in any way fixable?
Money probably is like water, but you can also channel water. there are great models in New York City, for instance, where if you run for city council or mayor in New York, it's a 6-to-1 match for anyone who runs. So if someone gives you $50, it's all of a sudden worth $350. So what has that done to politicians in New York City? Well, instead of chasing the donors on the Upper East Side and Upper West Side and trying to get $2,000 plate dinners assembled, they are instead going home and holding barbecues in district and raising $25 and $50 a pop. So democratizing political funding in America would be the big game changer. But you also got to do transparency. There's too much dark money in the system. You got to fix the Federal Election Commission.
But that's a big one, the Federal Election Commission. You think it's toothless?
It is definitely toothless. I don't even know if the gums work, any of the jaw can even move anymore. You know, it has been mired in partisan politics, and it wastes $65 million a year. That's the budget of the Federal Election Commission. There is a great bipartisan bill currently on Capitol Hill that would fix that. It would make it a nonpartisan commission and get it going again. And we are finding fantastic reception with that bill on Capitol Hill with Republicans and Democrats alike. Because I tell you what, David, what many politicians are so sick of is these super PACs and all these outside groups flying in the dark of night and bombing the heck out of them in the last 30, 60 days of their campaigns. A lot of that foolishness would not be happening if we had a functional Federal Election Commission.
Nick Penniman is co-author of Nation on the Take. His co-author is Wendell Potter, the Washington journalist who now runs the Center for Public Integrity. Nick, thank you for this.
Thank you, David.
And I traveled to Panama ahead of the inauguration of the new, bigger, wider, faster, expanded Panama Canal this weekend. All this week on Marketplace, we're looking at the timing of this new expanded canal, right as world trade seems to be dwindling, peak trade, some call it. You can go to marketplace.org for more on that. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.